Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 9 of 1 John chapter 5. If we receive the testimony of people, the testimony of God is greater, for the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has the life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
The most important issue we must settle in this life is our eternal destiny. Throughout history, churches have been composed of both believers and unbelievers, and it's often difficult to tell the difference. That's why John wrote his first letter. He wanted to assure true Christians of their salvation and warn those who professed belief but lacked saving faith. John gives a fourfold test describing the beliefs and practices of genuine believers. 1. Right understanding of Christ and salvation. To be saved, we must have the true gospel and the right Savior, as described in God's Word. Refer to 1 John 2, verses 18 through 27. Number 2, right attitude toward sin. True believers hate their sin and are quick to confess and turn from it. See 1 John 1, verse 5 through verse 2 of chapter 2. Number 3, right practice of obedience. God's commands are not burdensome to those who belong to Christ. Although they fail at times, their life is primarily characterized by obedience, as we see in 1 John 2, verses 3 through 6. And number 4, right relationship with God's people. Christ produces within his followers both a love for fellow believers and a desire to be with them. Take a look at 1 John 2, verses 7 through 11. If you have doubts about your salvation, reading the book of 1 John will help you settle the issue.